Unit 1. Listen to the text. Versuchen Sie herauszuhören, welche zwei wertvollen Dinge der Mann aus dem Schmuckkästchen nahm. Which two valuable things the man took from the jewelry box?
The visitor.
I'm going down to Brighton to see my great aunt Dorothy.
Oh, is she still around? I mean, she must be over 90.
93, actually.
Really? And still living on her own?
Yeah, in the house she was born in.
Amazing. And she's managing?
More or less, with the help of a housekeeper twice a week. She used to be a happy and contented person, but then she was robbed and that's traumatized her.
She was robbed? What happened?
A man called on her, unannounced, asking if she had any old books to give away. Thinking he was from a charity or something, she asked him in. When she'd given him a few books, he then asked if she had any old jewellery.
Oh, no.
Yes, she went to get her jewellery box and let him have some broken bits and pieces. When she turned her back, he took a valuable necklace and earring set from the box.
She called the police, of course.
She did. They were kind and sympathetic, but said it was unlikely she'd get the pieces back. They were worth about £10,000, but Aunt Dorothy says they were priceless to her because they had been a present from her late husband. She also blames herself for being stupid. He was an ordinary, respectable-looking man, she says. I'm old enough to know that appearances can be deceptive.
So, what are the two valuable things the man took from the jewellery box? Yes, you got it right, didn't you? A necklace and earrings set. Do you remember how much this jewellery was worth? Yes, about £10,000. And the necklace and earrings were of great sentimental value to Dorothy. Why? Because they had been a present from her late husband. Ein Geschenk ihres verstorbenen Mannes waren sie also gewesen. Daher der hohe ideelle Wert, the great sentimental value.